This is Ty Montgomery, number 88 for the Green Bay Packers, a running back. See, he's not getting as many opportunities because of the emergence of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. And so, Ty Montgomery, with 2 minutes left and one timeout, is going to run it out of the end zone and fumble the ball. You would think that this is madness. Crazy. Why would a person ever do this? But instead of watching a Packers game, you have just watched The Twilight Zone. Grossy Posse Packer Nation! Welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan. But it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy, and kill me, fam. Wow. Yep. If this game doesn't make you want to reach in and grab your toaster and go have a bathtub party with it, I don't know what will, as the Green Bay Packers fell to the undefeated LA Rams 29-27 in a game where the purveying question will be, what if? What if the offense wasn't stagnant as hell for the second quarter and for the majority of the third quarter? What if we don't run it out of our own end zone and get a safety? What if Ty Montgomery just decides to take a knee in the end zone and allow Aaron Rodgers, the greatest quarterback who's so good at coming back, just go down the field and Mason Crosby can kick another game-winning field goal? So yeah, what if? We're going to be wondering that question a lot today and for the next week. But before we get to that, let's go to some sponsorship action. This episode is brought to you by SeatGeek, a great place to buy and sell tickets. And because you know me, you know a guy. If you use the promo code TOMGROSSY the first time you use SeatGeek, you save yourself 20 smackaroonies. Just enter the promo code TOMGROSSY when you're checking out. Saves you 20 bucks right up front. I get a little bit for the show, and everybody's happy. So check that out. We're happy to have them as a sponsor. Now, before we jump into everybody's throats and scream and cry, let's look at some stats, shall we? Rodgers going 18 for 30, 286 yards, one touchdown. He didn't have to throw 100 kajillion times, which is nice. But again, every time he dropped back to throw, he was basically under pressure. The offensive line gave him no attempt to throw. He was sacked multiple times and really never really looked comfortable. Even on a wide open throw to Davante Adams, he even threw it a little bit high in the fact that if he hit Adams in stride, he probably could have gotten a touchdown. Aaron Jones would later score on that drive, making it irrelevant. But again, kind of just interesting. For those who are kind of like haters on Rodgers this season, saying that he's inaccurate. Jones got the ball 12 times, 86 yards, one touchdown. Of course, he also had the safety issue, which was a problem, but averaged over 7 yards per carry. Davante Adams going 5 for 133 looked great. MVS had some big plays, going 2 for 45 with one big touchdown. So MVS looks to be a stud, and I look forward to him taking Ty Montgomery's job potentially. Jared Goff going 19 for 35, 295 yards, and 3 touchdowns. They relied heavily on Goff. Gurley, 25 for 114 on the ground. Could have easily been a touchdown on top of that. 6 for 81 in the air for a touchdown. He was their biggest receiver of the day. Cooks, 3 for 74. Jair Alexander was on Cooks. Only got burnt just about once. Jair Alexander had played amazingly today. If there's one bright side, the defense, I would argue, while they did let up 29 points, J.K. Scott did not have a good day punting. They had great field position a bunch of times, the Rams. The defense really stepped up a lot when it counted. Obviously, at the very end, allowing Todd Gurley to get free, but they were aghast, and rightfully so, because they were constantly on the field because the Rams were sustaining these really long drives, and we were not, either scoring quickly or not scoring at all and going three and out. So I don't put this on the defense. I think Mike Pettine came up with a good game plan. Especially the first half, we made Goff very uncomfortable. We were stuffing Gurley, so that's kind of not on him. The Packers' first three drives of the game, while the first one we were moving and ended in a sack, they were moving the ball. And then the next two drives with a touchdown and a field goal, they looked like the Packers of old, in which everything was clicking. Aaron Jones was running the ball well. Williams was running the ball well. Rodgers was throwing. It was great. And then that came to a screeching halt. The defense continuously locked up the Rams. Gurley couldn't get anything going. They had less than like 100 yards of offense after the first half. Defense played phenomenally well considering how good this offense is. And then our offense decided to bog down too. I said if we were going to win this game, we had to stop Todd Gurley and we needed to make Jared Goff win the game. Gurley had a hell of a day, and you know, our offense did not come up when our defense did. We put our defense constantly in terrible situations, and it came back and bit us. One of the big, massive, boneheaded calls of the day, something that will be under a lot of scrutiny this next week, will be Mike McCarthy's decision on the goal line to run it out with Aaron Jones. He gets stuffed, and it's a safety, completely shifts the momentum and allows the Rams to score their first touchdown right before halftime, and making the score 10-8. Again, that kind of completely shifted the momentum, even though you had the majority of that crowd was full of Green Bay fans, which was pretty cool. You heard Go Pack Go a bunch of times cheering for the defense. But yeah, very questionable move there. So yeah, just to kind of break down the score breakdown. Oh God, this is painful. The Packers, you know, they scored 10 in the first half. You had the Rams scoring 8. Rams 15 in the third quarter. Packers scored 10, and then 7 for the Packers and 6 for the Rams. Obviously, besides that play call, Ty Montgomery. So the Rams go up 29-27. They burn a timeout. And they kick a field goal to go up by those 2 points. There's the two-minute warning, and we saved a timeout. Rodgers is about to get the ball back with over 2 minutes left and two stoppages of time just to go down the field to kick a field goal and win the game. And our offense was starting to move. Now, this is not a guarantee that we were going to win. Not by a long shot. But how you don't give... like, I would argue one of the greatest comeback quarterbacks in the game today a chance to do so is utterly soul-crushingly disappointing. And a lot of people are going to call for Monty to be fired, to be cut, whole nine yards. I don't think you cut him. That might get me some flack. I don't think you cut him. I think he's too much of a weapon. He's a great matchup against linebackers, you know, as to be like that extra receiver on the field, you know, going from the backfield transitioning to a wide out. I think he has a lot of value. I think this is unfortunately going to be like the worst learning experience of his life. I think this is going to impact the amount of play time he gets, especially with Jamal Williams playing well and obviously Aaron Jones. So don't cut Monty, but put him in a timeout. And, you know, he might be eating lunch alone for the next couple of days. And, Monty, I know you're going to get a lot of hate over the next week or so. But remember, Packers fans, keep it classy. You know, he obviously made a huge mistake, and there's nobody beating him up more than himself. So, incredibly disappointing. We need to get offensive line help immediately. That was a big thing for this game. Rodgers needs time to throw the ball. And I don't blame this on our defense. I think our defense played well, and we were this close from ending the Rams' undefeated streak. And so now we are 3-3-1. At the time of this video being recorded, we are in third place, and we'll see what happens with the Vikings game this evening against the Saints. We have the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football next week, which is another huge game, and one we need to win. Yeah, this is a rough one. It's a rough one to swallow. If we lost because, you know, we couldn't get it done in those 2 minutes, fine. But to have it with that uncertainty is not even get the chance is pretty brutal. But let me know what you think down below. Yeah. You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or Tom Grassi Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, Patreon. You can also check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and, of course, here on YouTube. For every Packers game, we stream it every single week. So come on down and join the streams. They're a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun today, even though I want to cry. Also, pick up a debut comedy album, Allergic to Fun. Physical copies at TomGrassiComedy.com or digital on Amazon and iTunes. And 1 week from today, I'll be running the New York City Marathon. If you would like to donate to Parkinson's Research, the link will be in the description. All is appreciated. 100% of the proceeds go to them. And again, put in promo code Tom Grassi for $20 off your SeatGeek purchase for your first time purchase. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi, and as always, go Pack Go.